Welcome back to PA Trench News, your independent news reporting of Southern Pennsylvania. Today, I have a very special deep dive. I saw a post on Facebook that piqued my interest, and I fell down a rabbit hole that even Alice herself would be jealous of. But first, I want to do a disclaimer for you guys. Please remember that anyone who is reported on in this podcast, YouTube video, or any other media should not be contacted. Please do not take this information and use it against the people that are investigated in this podcast. Please remember that the proper avenue is through the police department and/or court system and is not to take justice into your own hands. So again, I repeat, please do not contact anybody that is reported in this podcast. Thank you. So this is the news that sparked my interest first. This is from Channel 1 Methed Up News. If you are not following this, please go on Facebook and follow this page. They do independent news reporting as well. So this says, West Penn Police Update. We can confirm that West Penn Police Chief James Bonner has been fired as Chief of Police. This was announced at the council meeting last night. As of right now, there is still no reason as to why he was suspended in the first place. Yet we can confirm that there are several civil rights lawsuits filed against him for multiple reasons, including excessive force and misconduct. He has a reported past of being overly aggressive with folks on calls. At this time, we are not sure if this has anything to do or led up to the current situation. So I took a screenshot of this post and did just a little bit of digging. I saw that there was a civil rights lawsuit, which is filed in federal court generally, which means that the documents are accessible through a document provider specifically for the federal court. So this led me to look up the court documents and see what I could find. I just searched James Bonner and got several searches that came through. Most interesting to me though was this one right here, which is still open. It was filed 9-6 of 2023 and does not have a close date. Close dates are on this side. I haven't had a chance to dig down the rabbit hole any further and go through all of the documents to see if they all match up to the same James Bonner and West Penn Township. With that being said, if that is something that you're interested in, please leave me a comment and let me know. Also, if you would be so kind, you can use my name, which is PA Trench News, all together on Cash App and donate to this research. Because every time I open up this page or open up the documents in these case files right here, it charges money. So every time I go to do research, just to do the search itself, it charges. And then all of the documents that I pull, it also charges. So if you are very interested, if you don't mind, just because my YouTube is not monetized yet, nor my podcast yet, you can cash at me at PA Trench News to help donate to this fund. And I will use those funds to keep my mediocre at best program going and continue to do searches. I did also look while I was in here. I had previously reported on Damon Stern, the man who was shot by police in Reading, PA, and I have not seen that lawsuit drop yet. They are filing a lawsuit for wrongful death. I haven't seen it drop yet, but I have been checking to see if it's still there. So funds will also go towards following that lawsuit against the city of Reading. So I pulled the complaint, and this is a court case that is active, and it is a civil case of Rachel Rossi versus West Penn Township and James Bonner. And now comes the fun part where I read the whole entire thing to you. Now comes plaintiff Rachel Rossi, by and through her counsel, Comerford Law, who files this complaint, averring as follows: jurisdiction and venue. This means that where it was filed is the proper venue because the court jurisdiction covers the place this incident happened. So it says here on line 3, the venue is proper in the Middle District of Pennsylvania because it is where all parties reside and or do business and where the events complained of herein occur. Next up is the parties. Who is bringing the suit and who is defending the suit? Plaintiff Rachel Rossi is an adult, competent individual who at all times relevant to this cause of action resides in the Middle District of Pennsylvania. One of the defendants is the West Penn Township, hereby known as Defendant Township, is a municipal corporation and government entity organized and operating under the laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, who owns and operates West Penn Township Police Department, hereby now known as the department, pursuant to Pennsylvania law. So here are the facts of the case. On or about June 28th of 2022, Defendant Bonner, while working at the department, served a 302 warrant for plaintiff at this address in New Ringgold, Pennsylvania. Defendant Bonner entered the residence without knocking or announcing that he was a police officer or that he had a warrant. Defendant Bonner immediately and aggressively approached plaintiff, attacking her in a manner that was inconsistent with, unnecessary to, and not in furtherance of, effectuating an unlawful arrest. In doing so, he violently picked plaintiff up and slammed her on the ground. Plaintiff took no aggressive action towards Defendant Bonner and offered no resistance, which would have justified Defendant Bonner's actions. Plaintiff suffered injuries as a result of Defendant Bonner's attack, including but not limited to a compression fracture of her L1 vertebrae and severe bruising. Prior to this assault upon plaintiff, Defendant Bonner had been subjected to numerous excessive force complaints and had continued to be employed by the state police despite all of the same, and despite the fact that the defendant's township policymakers knew of the danger that he posed to the public. Defendant Township and its policymakers were supervisors of Defendant Bonner, with the power to terminate him and or restrict his duties. Defendant Township and its policymakers knew of Defendant Bonner's violent propensities and past incidences of excessive force. Despite this knowledge, Defendant Township and its policymakers continued to employ Defendant Bonner as chief of police and continued to allow him to act in the field and interact with members of the public to whom they knew he posed a risk. The actions of all defendants were undertaken knowingly, intentionally, negligently, recklessly, maliciously, and/or with reckless disregard for defendant safety. All actions of defendant were undertaken in the absence of any valid legal basis. So bullet point 22 is saying that the defendant took these actions and it was not regarding the color of law rights for police officers. Count one. Defendant Township and its policymakers has the responsibility to establish policy for the department, and their actions and omissions were the actions and omissions of the department. Defendant Township and its policymakers failed to implement and maintain legal effective policy, ratified and tolerated improper policies, procedures, and customs, failed to obtain training themselves, and failed to send their subordinates for training relating to the use of excessive force. Plaintiff believes and therefore avers the need for such training and supervision under the circumstances described in the body of this complaint was obvious. These allegations have to be defended by the West Penn Police Department and Defendant Bonner, and their credentials and their training policies and procedures will come up in discovery for this case. The need for training of Defendant Bonner was particularly obvious to Defendant Township given the prior complaints of excessive force against him. By the actions and omissions described above, Defendant Township and its policymakers established and maintained policy which directly caused harm to plaintiff with deliberate indifference to consequences. Defendant Township and its policymakers knew of Defendant Bonner's violent propensities and the fact that he was a danger to the public. Despite this, they permitted him to continue to work. These policies and/or customs evidenced a reckless or callous indifference to the federally protected rights of plaintiff. Defendant Township and its policymakers knew the policies that they were setting and maintaining by their acts and omissions created an unreasonable risk of a constitutional violation. Defendant Township and its policymakers were deliberately indifferent to that risk. As a direct and proximate result of Defendant Township and its policymakers' conduct, committee under the color of state law, plaintiff suffered substantial injuries and/or damages and was deprived of her rights to be free from unreasonable seizures, false arrest, excessive force, and her due process. secured by the 4th and 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. This is count two. Defendant's conduct against plaintiff, including his unreasonable excessive force used to seize plaintiff, constituted an unreasonable seizure under the 4th Amendment of the United States Constitution and a deprivation of plaintiff's due process rights under the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Defendant's conduct was therefore a deprivation under the color of state law of rights guaranteed to plaintiff under the 4th and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. Defendant acted with knowledge, intent, malice, and deliberate indifference. Moreover, the contact engaged in by defendant exceeded normal standards of decent conduct and were willful, malicious, and outrageous, and therefore punitive damages are necessary and appropriate. The actions of the defendant were not objectively reasonable under the present set of facts and circumstances previously articulated herein. As a result of defendant's violations of plaintiff's constitutional rights, plaintiff suffered damages detailed herein. Count 3. Defendant intended to put plaintiff in a reasonable and immediate apprehension of a harmful or offensive contact with her body. As a result of the defendant's actions, plaintiff was put in a reasonable and immediate apprehension of harmful and/or offensive conduct. As a result of the defendant's actions, plaintiff suffered damages. Count 4, battery. Defendant contacted plaintiff in a harmful and offensive manner, resulting in injury and/or damages to plaintiff. Defendant committed acts upon plaintiff which impinged on her sense of physical dignity and/or inviolability. As a result of defendant's actions, plaintiff suffered damages. Plaintiff incorporates all adversements both preceding and following the instant adversement as set forth at length herein. Plaintiff demands a jury trial on all issues. So the last part of this lawsuit is just the lawyer's information, and I have redacted their emails because, again, we are not going to be contacting them. I wish that this was the one and only video that I would need to put up about this, but this actually goes a lot deeper. I have some information about the plaintiff. I have the response from the West Penn Police Department, and there's still a lot more information that I know right now. So if you don't mind and you would like to continue to follow along, please like, comment, and subscribe to help this YouTube channel grow. If you're listening on a podcast app, please rate and review. Again, if you would like to donate to the funds that I am accruing making these videos and pulling court documents, you can cash at me at PA Trench News. I appreciate the listening, liking, and subscribing, as that's the best way to support this channel. Until next time, I will talk to you guys later.